All right, so number three, how and to whom did the angel appear? Luke 2:15 versus Matthew 2:13. How and don't look this up. This is just stupid. Luke 2:15 is the angels appearing to the shepherds. Matthew 2:13 is the angel appearing to Joseph. It's not a discrepancy. Was there a Roman census? Luke 2:2, Matthew 2:23, according to Luke 2:2. Well, this is getting important. Luke chapter 2, start in verse 1, really. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and family of David, in order to register, along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. Okay, so this is the story of the census, well-known story of the census, right? But I better look and see what his original point was here. Number, was there a census? He says, yes. Luke 2:2, that's why they went to Bethlehem. And then Matthew says, no, they were already living in Bethlehem. The wise men from the east came, and that's Matthew 2:1. And then he says Matthew's problem was to get them to Nazareth to fulfill the Nazarene prophecy. All right. Whatever. Number five, how long did they remain in Bethlehem? We already looked at that one. Number six, was Mary required to travel to Jerusalem to register for a census by Roman law? And he quotes a scholar that says women were exempt from the census. And so it's like, well, you know, women were exempt from a Roman census. Women weren't counted in a Roman census. It was it's also true regarding a Jewish census. You know, the half shekel tax, right?
Yeah.
That it was just Shabbat Shekelim last week. So it doesn't say that Mary had to travel there, though. Joseph was the one who had to travel, right? Mary came with him. Miriam came with him. Mm-hmm. Was Joseph required to register for a census by Roman law? So he says, he says, Roman census applied only to Roman provinces. Luke's Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth, which was not located in a Roman province. It was an independent kingdom. Sorry about all the typos, it was late. Ruled by Herod. Therefore, there was no reason for Joseph to register in Nazareth. Further, a Roman census only applied to those who owned property in that city, and Luke's Joseph and Mary owned no property in Bethlehem, which is why they slept in a manger. It's a kingdom. He's right. It is a kingdom. Even at this time, it's Herod's kingdom. It's Herod's kingdom. But Herod is a Roman puppet king. Okay. Did they own property in? Yes. Luke tells us that that's why they're heading there, because he's from the house of David. I mean, that's something that you would have to know. Just that house of David. Oh, Bethlehem. House of, you know, that's the city of the house of David. So obviously he owned property there. Otherwise, he has no reason to be going there. Mm-hmm. He's not living there, but he owns property there. Now, it's possible to own property and still have no place to stay.
I can give you a great example.
Colorado.
Exactly. Owning property might be a field. It might be a hill. You know, it's... It was under Roman supervision.
But it wasn't a full territory. No. A full province at the time, by others.
No, it is an independent kingdom.
Yes.
But the king who's been independently put there has been put there by Rome. Right. And so we understand that it's been a Roman possession, so to speak, since Antipater's day, Herod's father. It gets more interesting. So hang on. in what year was Jesus born? This is interesting. Finally, this is interesting. Okay. A, no later than 4 BC. Why? Because Herod dies in 4 BC. And what do we know from Matthew? From Matthew, we know that he was born before the death of Herod, right? Luke, however, begins by saying, the narrative begins in Luke 2, now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. And so it's this census. And this census is a historical event. I have it right here in Josephus. It started a revolt, actually, in Judea. So you can read about this. Now Quirinius, a Roman senator who had gone through the magistracies and who had passed through them till he had been consul, and one who on other accounts was of great dignity, came at this time into Syria with a few others, being sent by Caesar to be a judge of that nation and take account of their substance. This is right after Archelaus's death. I won't read you the whole passage, but it's here you go. If you want to write it down, Antiquities 18, chapter 1.
What page?
Yeah.
I have that book.
Oh, you have this one.
Yeah.
476. 476. Sixth Common Era. That's a problem. That is a problem. That's a 10-year problem. That's a big problem. And this is one that we have seen, even the church fathers were angst about this problem, because this was just a matter of Roman history. This is known. This is an anachronism, like as if I told you guys that something in recent history, he was
Bush 1 versus Bush 2.
Yeah, Bush 1 versus Bush 2 would be a good example. Or if I told you he was born before Kennedy was assassinated, he was born during the Carter administration. This becomes a real trick for people. So, how do you reconcile this one? Well, on the one hand, maybe you don't. Maybe you just say, Matthew has a tradition that he was born in Herod's day. Luke has a tradition that he was born after Archelaus' day, during Quirinius' day. So, what would that look like? Well, Luke never does mention Herod in the birth narratives, does he? So that's a possibility. That's a real possibility, that Matthew has one tradition on it, Luke has another tradition on it. Another way to reconcile it, and this is an old one, to say that Quirinius actually had two terms as governor over Syria. There's the one we know about from Josephus, and then there's one we don't know about that we only know about from Luke, and he had done an earlier census. This seems almost impossible to me. It doesn't work that he would have that he would be able to do a census over Herod's kingdom, or that as a governor of neighboring Syria, that he would be like able to impose the census. There's no historical record of it. There's no vacancy in the governorship of Syria for him to sit in right there, and the census started a revolt. as a kind of a big deal, his census started a revolt. So you'd think Josephus would mention that one too. So I can't go with that. But that's one way that it's often reconciled.
Josephus, when did he live?
He's contemporary with the apostles, and he saw the destruction of Jerusalem. So what are you going to do with this one? Well,
if you take his death and you go back, where does it put him?
Well, we don't know how old he was when he died. That's the problem. Luke tells us at the beginning of the narratives that he was about 30 years old. But that's that's like 30-something. Luke says he was 30-something, basically, is how he puts that. Aaron Eby has the best presentation on the age of the master. He can prove to you what year the master was born. And he puts it in 6 BC. He was born in 6 BC.
He puts 2 years back from
Yeah, 2 years back from the death of Herod. So he says that the master was born 2 years before the death of Herod, which actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So he was in Egypt.
with the whole Egypt thing, and also the slaughter of the innocents, that he says all of them 3 years and younger. Aaron does this based on astronomy, you know, the star. But mostly, he finds like the astronomical event in 6 BC. But as I recall, his most brilliant argument was to show that, you know, the sages have this very clear tradition derived from the chronologies of, and genealogies of the Torah, that Isaac was 36 years old at the time of the Akedah, at the time of his binding. And so that would make, if the master died in 30 Common Era, and was born in 6 BC, he would have been 36. I like that very much. But we don't really know. I mean, the church fathers, Irenaeus says he was in his 50s when he died. So, yeah, there apparently. This is a real problem. There's just no way to not admit that, as Asher Norman says, this is a monumental and irreconcilable contradiction. Could Jesus have been born both at the time of King Herod and at the time of the census of Quirinius? No. However, I have another commentary. This is from a critical set of commentaries. Critical enough. This is the one. These are the Word Biblical commentaries that we have on the shelves back here. Yep. So he goes through these issues with us. And he says, now it is possible to translate Luke 2:2 in a manner that obviates any need for seeking an earlier governorship of Quirinius. Well represented in the history of the discussion, it has been argued most carefully by Lagrange, another scholar, and has been taken up in several more recent studies, and he gives us all the recent studies. Lagrange has shown that there is no decisive objection from word order or from the use of the genitive participle to translating Luke 2:2 as this registration happened before Quirinius became governor of Syria. As a clarifying aside, such a statement would fit well. The governorship of Quirinius was an important turning point in Judean history, marking as it did the annexation of Judea, which was profoundly visible by the census registration with which Quirinius' governorship began. And I told you, it started a revolution in those days. So, it would actually make good sense, as Luke, as a careful historian, to say there was a census in those days. Oh, no, it wasn't that census. It wasn't the census in the days of Quirinius. This happened before the census in the days of Quirinius. This is something that happened earlier. So something that Herod could have, been participating with Augustus.
And he's saying that's in the Greek, that it could be true.
The Greek before. Can be read as before, that this happened before. Instead of this was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, it could be read as this was before the census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. I like that. If we accept that reading of the Greek, that would go into the category of there is no difficulty here. I like that a lot.
Yep.